I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, a lady conquers the auction block, the Women's International Auctioneer Champion. She tries to teach me to call the bids. But first, if you were in New York over the holidays, you might have noticed the crowds a little thicker than usual, as well as the accents. With the euro hovering around $1.50 and the pound around $2, European shoppers are having a field day in New York, and they're not just buying sweaters. They're also snapping up condos and other real estate. To discuss the impact of European investors on the New York housing market, we have chief economist of Halstead Property, Greg Heim. His company is one of Manhattan's main brokerage firms, and he joins us from our New York bureau. Greg, Happy New Year. Welcome.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for having me.
So every day we're doing stories about how the housing slump, foreclosures going up, house prices falling. Yet, as I understand it, the average sales price of a Manhattan apartment hit a new record. Why?
Well, a couple of reasons. If you look at what's been plaguing so many of the markets around the nation right now, it's that they have too much inventory. Nationally, there's over a 10-month supply of homes for sale right now. And the recent credit turmoil has really prevented a lot of people from getting mortgages because they don't have the money to put down to get a loan. Neither of those problems has really become an issue here in Manhattan. You know, we're a small island, obviously, to begin with, but inventory has remained very low. And despite, you know, having to put more money down, buyers typically can do that. And things have progressed to more normal circumstances here. The rest of the country really has a way to go before things sort of even out. Plus, we've also had, you know, the benefit of the foreign interest, which has obviously continued to grow as the dollar has weakened against so many currencies.
What is so attractive about Manhattan real estate for foreign investors?
Well, I think a couple of things. Obviously, the exchange rate is right now probably at the top of their list because they're essentially getting things at a discount. The track record that Manhattan real estate has, obviously, we have a long track record of appreciation and solid growth. I think that now when you look at Manhattan still reaching records, why so many other markets are suffering really shows the appeal of our market. And it's still an affordable place compared to so many other global cities that
I'm sorry, I didn't want to be rude, but you said affordable. I was going to go, ha! I heard that the average price of a Manhattan apartment is $1.4 million.
Correct. Yeah, I think it's a relative term, but cities like London and Moscow and a lot of other major foreign cities are no, you know, less expensive to live in than Manhattan. You mentioned all the shopping that they can do while they're in town and essentially get stuff cheaper than they can at home. It adds to the appeal. And the foreign interest, not only are there more foreign buyers, they're buying larger apartments, primarily condominiums, because co-op boards typically tend to discourage that the foreign buyer, and in new developments. And that's what's really helping to bring the prices up for the Manhattan apartments to, as you said, a record of just over $1.4
million. Now, we keep talking about Manhattan. Is this foreign interest extend beyond Manhattan to the rest of New York City, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, the Bronx?
Well, obviously not to the same extent. You know, there is a fair amount of development going on in Brooklyn, a lot of it near the waterfront. And Long Island City in Queens is an area. It doesn't attract the same level because even though it has, obviously it's very close to Manhattan, when foreigners come over here, they like to have the amenities close by. And, you know, all the shopping that Manhattan offers, the amenities that the buildings in Manhattan can offer them, you know, really appeal to them. So obviously they haven't seen the same benefit. Mm-hmm. Although, it does help the city's economy, obviously, and everybody reaps some sort of benefit from that.
Where are the foreign investors coming from? Is it mainly from Western Europe? And what do they use these homes for? Are these people who have business interests in New York and they find it cheaper than a hotel, or are they just people who can hang out?
Well, depending on who you ask, you'll get a variety of different answers in terms of where they're coming from. Obviously, Europeans are a strong presence here. Obviously, we have a lot of English and Irish buyers coming right now. There are a lot of Russian buyers as well. And South America is another place where a lot of our brokers are finding clients coming from. Obviously, you know, people had a perception in the past that they bought maybe a small pied-à-terre apartment to use here and rent out when they weren't using it. It's really changed to them spending a lot more time here. A lot of them have business interests here. and you know, like to have a nice place to stay in town. And like I said before, are buying much larger apartments because they're here longer than they normally would have been. And they're not just buying it as an investment to rent out, you know, and sell at a profit at some time later on.
You said that co-ops. Now that's a style of ownership that I'm not sure everybody around the country is familiar with. It's pretty common in New York where you own a share. I guess your apartment is a share of the building as opposed to you're owning your apartment outright. But you're saying that co-op boards just tend to frown upon foreign buyers. Why is that? You'd think that they'd be happy that there's somebody there who they didn't have to worry about stomping on their heads all week long. They might be gone for a couple months out of the year. Why is that?
Well, it's not so much that they specifically say we don't want foreign buyers in here, but co-op boards have rules about many things. They can set a financing requirement. For example, even though a bank may give you a loan with 10% down, a co-op board may require that you put 30 or 40% down. They have strong rules against subletting. You know, as you mentioned, you're not buying a real property or an actual apartment. You're buying shares in a cooperative corporation. So the other shareholders a lot of times will want to know that there's not different people occupying the apartment, that there's somebody that's going to be there, that they know who they're dealing with, who they see. Because, again, you're sort of all in it together with a co-op. Condos obviously don't have most of those rules. Also, with co-ops, you have flip taxes. And you know, if you're going to sell your apartment, you usually have to pay a certain fee to the board to do that. So a lot of those rules tend to, again, they're not necessarily targeted specifically at the foreign buyer, but they're obviously things that would concern them. And with a condo, they can, you know, avoid those possibilities. And specifically, they like new developments because of all the amenities, and virtually all the new development right now in Manhattan is condominium.
In some world capitals, as you mentioned, many world capitals are very expensive to live in. In some world capitals, the number of sort of foreign owners incite some resentment. I know there are parts of, say, Jerusalem, parts of Tel Aviv, there are parts of London. I think all world capitals that are attractive to international visitors and residents. But sometimes it stimulates a sense of resentment that, you know, the foreign capital is pushing out American buyers or middle class buyers, if you will, who would like to have access to these properties. Has that kind of backlash developed in Manhattan, or is it just too new, number one, or just too too private? People don't really have access to that kind of conversation.
Well, it's funny. I saw a news reporter the other day complaining that she couldn't afford a condo in Manhattan because there were too many foreign buyers driving up prices. So obviously, it some people do have that sense. I mean, mainly, I guess it's talked about at the high end of the market because there's been some high-profile foreign buyers who have bought it at new developments like the Plaza for very high prices. So to the average person, that probably doesn't mean much because there's no way that the average person is going to afford an apartment. And even an average price of $1.4 million, you know, is way out of the reach of a typical person. Me too.
Okay.
So I think there's a little bit of I think it's more along the lines of people who are out there looking and can't find because they hear what's going on in the national scene. They think there are bargains to be had. Maybe they haven't realized that Manhattan isn't the same situation.
Okay.
And then maybe they're told through a broker or they find out they lose a bidding war to a foreigner, and then maybe there's some resentment.
Makes them feel. All right, Greg, thanks. We have to leave it there. Greg Heim is chief economist for Halsted Property, a New York City-based brokerage firm. He joined us from our New York bureau. Greg, thanks so much, and Happy New Year again.
My pleasure. Happy New Year to you, too.